Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the JHS Swan-Garg Laboratories Limited Q4 and FY 2023 earnings conference call. A disclaimer: this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Nanda, Managing Director from JHS Swan-Garg Laboratories Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good evening. This is Nikhil Nanda from JHS Swan-Garg Laboratories. Thank you for joining the call today and showing your interest in JHS Swan-Garg Laboratories. We are a contract manufacturing company specializing in oral care, but growing the categories now to include more personal care and subsequently healthcare products in our categories. We've been in the contract manufacturing business for the last 26 years now, and we had a successful IPO in the year 2006. Since then, we've been listed. We've got our manufacturing units in Himachal, which is Kala Amb, which used to have fiscal benefits till 2020. And thereafter, we are at par with any other area. This is just a brief background about the people who've joined in new. There are a couple of people I know who've been showing interest in JHS for some time, and this is for the benefit of people who've joined in new. So this is the brief background about the company. The good thing is we've started a new talcum facility in this quarter, in which we've started the first invoicing for the big talcum brand called Nycil from Zydus Cadila. So that's been a new addition. This is so far as the quarter's changes are concerned. If there's any specific questions, we'll be happy to answer those, and if there's any more information required, we'll be happy to share with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our first question is from the line of Nikhil Arora, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So what is the company's long-term vision and strategic direction? Do you have the management plan to achieve and sustain growth in this evolving market landscape?
Yeah. Thank you, Nikhil. So what we're intending to do is, as I mentioned, we intend to increase our product portfolio. Currently, we're limited to oral care. We plan to add personal care products in the portfolio and subsequently healthcare. And we're looking at both the opportunities of doing it internally through expansion and externally through mergers or acquisitions. So we are in the process of evaluating the same with multiple companies. And I think, hopefully, by the end of the next quarter results, which is June 30th, we should be able to share some information on that.
Okay, sir. And also, also, if there are any new additions in the oral care product segment, if you can throw some light on that.
Yes. So, we've recently added Reliance Retail as one of our customers. So Reliance is coming big time into personal care and healthcare products, all the FMCG products. So for the oral care, we've started manufacturing for them. And we had our first billing with them in March. So that's been one good addition in our overall portfolio. And we feel that's going to be a very sustainable growing business for us.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the answer. And what percentage of exports have you done in this quarter? And what are the plans for the future?
Ashish, can you highlight the percentage export as a percentage of our total sales?
Yes.
It's
so,
still low,
percentage of our overall sale, export is still less than 1%. But that is one avenue that we are looking forward to increase our share in the overall market from an oral care perspective and personal care.
So just to add to what Ashish said, we've got a substantial inquiry from a U.S.-based company which owns a major brand in the U.S. We've developed a couple of formulations for them, and we are waiting results on the stability study. The products have been approved, so I think that's going to be a good opportunity for us in the export market in the coming months.
Okay, sir. And there has been an increase of, I think, roughly 33% YOY rise in the revenue during this quarter. So what is driving the growth for the same?
So there are two, three main customers who are growing now. So Lee Ford Pharma is one of them. And secondly, we've added talcum as a new category, which is, so both of these have jointly contributed to the growth.
One balance sheet question, sir, if you don't mind. Our non-current liabilities have increased, if we see, from 1 crore to, I think, 14 crores in FY23. So what is that additional 13 crores comprise of?
So basically, I'm asking that question. This is Ashish. So this increase in this non-current liability is towards basically one of the capital advances which have been given towards the development of the warehouse services in order to sustain the enhanced volume that we are sourcing in the near future.
Okay.
So the increase is largely on account of that.
Okay, got it, sir. And any increase in the personal care plants expected to commence in coming future? Any brownfield or greenfield expansion that we are hoping to see?
So yes, as Mr. Nanda mentioned, that we are here now in terms of adding the product portfolio apart from addition in the client in the oral care category itself. So personal care is the next area where we'll be adding to our overall product mix, like the way we have said for talcum powder.
Okay.
And this is
so
likely to
specifically, let me answer that, Ashish. Specific to your question, we have a hair oil line coming up in the next 2 to 3 months, for which majorly the capital expense has been incurred, the one that you're talking about.
Okay. Thank you so much for the detailed explanation, sir. I wish you all the best for the next results.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. I just wanted to ask about the recent tie-up with Zydus Cadila. If you could just shed some light on that, we'll be manufacturing the Nycil brand of talcum powder. So has it begun? Have operations begun? And, you know, by what timeline can we expect revenues from that particular line to start reflecting?
Yes, the tie-up is for a couple of years. We normally have a 1 to 3 year contract period, which keeps getting renewed as we go along. That's been the case with most of our customers, even customers who've been there now for more than two decades. We had our first invoicing for Zydus Cadila in March. Since this is a cyclical product which sells only during the month of October, November to March, 5 months. So most of the production happens during actually November to March, and most of the sales happens from April to August, September because of the summers.
Summer, right.
So we've done some sales in March, and we've done major sales in this current quarter one. Now the sales will only happen in quarter three. So this is typical of the category, which is talcum.
Okay.
And we've got a substantial chunk of their requirements in our new plant. That's all I can share for now.
Okay, okay. Sir, and also on these new products, apart from outside of oral care, the products that we are getting into, like this talcum powder, and you mentioned hair oil. So would these be on a different, would these fetch different levels of margins for us, or would it be similar to what we are making on the oral care?
See, in general, the margins in contract manufacturing business continue to operate in a certain range. So whatever category, the range difference is only about 200-250 basis points between one and the other.
Okay.
And just one correction, which I would want to make to my statement, is the manufacturing happened in March. The billing started from April only for Zydus Cadila.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So Q1 is when we'll see some little bit of a revenue reflection of that. And then Q3 straight away.
Correct.
Okay, sir. And the raw material prices are also in the same range for these personal care products?
No, raw material prices are very different because it's a different ingredient list altogether. But most of the contract manufacturing business, we have a pass-through. So whatever is the cost of the RMPM which changes, we do a pass-through in the debit credit note on a quarterly basis.
Okay, okay. And sir, since we spoke about exploring export opportunities, do we have any particular geographies in mind that we might target to begin with?
Well, Middle East and US are the categories.
Middle East and the US.
Or the countries, I would say.
Okay, okay, sir. And our approach to get into them would be through tie-ups or with brands, or, you know, get into the supply chain. I mean, just to get your views on what strategy.
So how normally it happens is that most of these markets, you have people who are well entrenched in the system there.
Right.
And they tend to be the sourcing partners for the local brands there, and they do the complete groundwork and they do the complete sourcing on behalf of the big brands. So we are in touch with two of such big distributors, sourcing partners, who have collaborated, and we've developed the products for these brands for the US market and the Middle East market.
Okay, so we'd be competing with local manufacturers over there as well, right?
Yes, they are mainly currently sourcing out of China and other parts of the world, even South America. So we could be one of those suppliers as to de-risk their sourcing.
Right, right, sir. In fact, there is a lot of China plus one sentiment in several industries, so that could also be a potential avenue for us.
Exactly.
Sir, any other risks do you see in terms of the supply chain disruption or anything to do with raw materials that might affect us?
Not really. I think the world is doing well right now. In fact, there's a growth all across and a huge inflation also. So to that extent, I think there's a good spending which is happening by people. So as far as my outlook about the consumer market is, it's on a good growth trajectory.
Okay. Okay, sir. And also wanted to get your outlook on the competitive landscape for us. If you know who our main competitors would be and what kind of barriers to entry might there be for a new player to, you know, get into what we do?
See, as far as toothpaste is concerned, so fortunately, as a category, oral care, we don't have a single competitor. There are companies which do only toothbrushes. There are companies which do only toothpaste. There's not a single company in the country which does both. So that's one big advantage for us because we are able to, or our partners are able to source combo packs, and most of the promotional items on toothpaste happens with a free toothbrush. So that's the advantage we bring on the table for our customers, which is a big entry barrier because that's an additional 20% cost for somebody outsourcing it.
Right.
Secondly, in case of toothpaste, we have a strong R&D department where we do our own formulations, and any formulation stability study is about 6 months. And then it's very dependent on the markets that you're selling it. So once the stability test is done and dusted, nobody likes to really change, bring about a change by bringing in a new contracting partner because the formulation tend to be ours and we don't share them. So that's one big entry barrier. Secondly, in case of toothbrushes, it's the molds. So we bring along the new molds, which is another 3 to 6 months
development
period of development time. So that's another advantage we bring.
Got it. Got it. Fair enough, sir. So speaking of R&D, do we have like a ballpark range of R&D budget per year, or is there's no fixed?
There is no fixed budget, but in the current financial year, we are going ahead with a fixed R&D budget. We've increased the team, and probably all that information we would be able to share in a more detailed manner because it's still kind of under development. But we've hired a couple of people, and they're yet to join. Once they are in place, the team is in place, by next quarter we'll be able to share in a more concrete manner with you.
Okay. Okay. Yes, that would be very helpful, sir. Just one last question from my end. Like, we've had this Zydus Cadila added to our brand portfolio. We added Chico some time back. Any other notable additions or deletions from our portfolio of brands?
No deletions, but these are the two additions. And apart from that, the other big one I mentioned to you is Reliance Retail.
Right. All right. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Just to add in, there has also been a significant growth as far as our supplies to CSD canteens are concerned in the current financial year. And apart from that, we've also added HedgeLut as one of our another client which we are looking forward to grow in the future.
So what products do we supply to the CSDs?
So oral care as of now. As the product portfolio increases, we introduce additional categories.
So there are three toothbrush SKUs and one toothpaste SKU that is being supplied to CSD. And that's on a roll.
So this would be on a continued basis, or it's a per order basis whenever they place an order?
It's a continued basis business. Once you get the entry into CSD, then you're there, and depends on how your product is accepted, the growth happens.
Okay, okay. Understood. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Anthony, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, yes. Sir. You're audible. Please go ahead.
Hi. So I saw in the financials loans and advances have decreased from some figures. Could you help me to understand or highlight on the decrement of loans? Like, have you paid off any debt or loans recently?
Ashish, I'll pick up that. So basically, these are loans and advances which have been given by the company. They can receive on the asset side of it, and one of such advances has been returned to the company. So that is why there has been a reduction from 15 CR to 4.5 CR during the current financial year.
Yeah. Okay.
Otherwise, the company is debt free, so there is no loan from any financial institution on the company whatsoever.
Right, right. And in terms of cash that we have on our books, are we planning to use the cash in any manner in terms of capex or any new investment in the business?
So yes, as mentioned, that we are looking forward to add new product categories. One of this being talcum, which is already commenced, and then in the pipeline is the hair oil. And in a similar fashion, we are going to add more categories for personal care as well. So the cash is largely going to be utilized for that.
So you are also planning to enter into hair oil segment, right?
Yes.
Apart from hair oil, which are the other segments where you are planning to enter into in the near future?
All of personal care and subsequently healthcare.
Okay, okay. And do you target any specific set of customers to manufacture these products into the mentioned segments?
No, we look at all the prevailing brands and their outsourcing plans, and we approach them accordingly.
Okay, okay. And also, have we purchased any new assets during the year in terms of business development?
I didn't follow the question. Assets for business development means what?
In the sense that I'm talking about fixed assets, in the sense that have we purchased any fixed assets to, you know, in order to manufacture or get into new product segment?
Yes, there's a complete manufacturing setup for talcum, which has been done in the current financial year. Ashish, would you like to give the details on that?
Yes. Yes. So the capital investment regarding the new category that has been ongoing for the last 2 years. So during the year, the movement that you're that is expected to be fixed at it is largely on account of capitalization, because the talcum powder unit has commenced operations in March, and also there has been certain purchases directly as well in the current financial year. So the enhancement that you're seeing in the fixed assets is on account of that.
Okay. According to you, what would be the main reasons or main drivers of revenue this year? There was around 10% of increase in YOY. So what are the main reasons that contributed to increase in the revenue, if you could tell me?
New customers and new categories.
Okay. And which are those new customers?
Reliance, Zydus Cadila, and category is talcum powder.
And talcum powder. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And last question from my end. Okay, I think I got all my answers. Well, thank you so much, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. I just had a couple of follow-up questions. As you we spoke about CSD, so just wanted to get your view how scalable that that business could become, you know, in terms of revenue and margins, maybe a visibility into the next year or so.
So we've been growing, I can tell you specifically, we've grown almost 300% in our CSD business between 21-22 and 22-23. But that's been on a very small base. So now, here on, the growth's not going to be the same percentages. But I think this is a very scalable business to at least grow 5x from where we are today in next 4 to 5 years.
Fair enough. That's very promising, sir. And just your rough guidance for top line and bottom line for the next maybe 2 to 3 or even a longer term, if there is any vision that you could share with us with the new products that we'll have. And if exports also kick in as planned, then any ballpark guidance for the next 3 to 5 years?
See, our internal targets are to at least triple our size in the next 5 years. And that's the bare minimum we need to achieve. This is primarily on the back of the new category. As you rightly mentioned, some export, and largely on account of the new products that we are going to introduce in our portfolio in the next couple of months or years, I would say.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Nanda, Managing Director from JHS Swengard Laboratories Limited, for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining in today. It's been a pleasure to have you all, and just wanted to assure you once again that we are doing whatever it needs to be required to be done to grow the company on lines of the internal revenue targets that we've set. And we've got a lot of SOPs in place in the last couple of months. We've, as you've already been informed, we are adding new categories also. So by increasing the product portfolio and the new markets, we are going to get onto a growth trajectory in the coming months, and that seems very doable now. Thanks for bearing with us for the last couple of months, and we assure you, you're going to see the changes very soon now. Thank you once again, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you. On behalf of JHS Swengard Laboratories Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.